Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Danielle Adams. Danielle is the MLA elect for the Thompson riding and we'll be talking about what her priorities are when she's sworn into office. Thank you for joining me today. So now that some time has passed since the election, how are you feeling?
It feels amazing and I am honored and privileged to be going to Winnipeg to represent our region and our north in Winnipeg.
And what was your reaction as the results were coming in?
It was amazing to see all of the hard work that our team and everybody has done paying off and watching the vote count go higher and higher and higher.
And how does it feel that you will soon be representing Thompson and the surrounding communities?
It's a privilege that people have put their trust in me, and I'm going to work hard every day to show that I will be an MLA not just for Thompson, but for everyone that I will be representing.
What was it like campaigning for this election?
It was really amazing. I got to meet a lot of interesting people, got to talk to people. I was all over our region. Our campaign had been into every community in the constituency, so that was really great.
You mentioned during your campaign that if you were elected, you would continue to reach out to people in the community, for example, door knocking. Now that you are elected, is that still a part of the plan?
Absolutely. You can't represent people if you don't know what's important to them. And the only how you find out how what's important is by talking with people.
This will be your first time stepping into legislature. How does that feel?
Surreal. It's an amazing feeling.
You were elected as a member of the NDP, but the PC government has retained a majority government during the election. How will you navigate that and try to get your ideas and priorities out at the ledge, especially as someone who will serve in public office for the first time?
There's a good team with the New Democrats, especially in the North, that were elected. With Tom Lindsay in Flin Flon, Amanda Laughlin in the Paw, and Ian Bushy in Kwantnook. So I look forward to working with my Northern NDP MLAs and working with my Southern MLAs and working on making sure that I'm bringing what's important up here and what people want to see down south.
Prior to running for the provincial election, you've worked with MP Nikki Ashton's office now for about a decade. How has working with her helped you with your own campaign?
Working with Nikki for the last 10 years, I've seen what representation looks like, and I've seen how you represent people and connecting and going door to door and about the visiting.
And during election night, both Nikki Ashton and former MLA Steve Ashton were at your campaign office. So what sort of advice did they give you?
They just said, keep up the good work, keep up the door knocking and listening to people and staying connected into the communities.
And one final question, what would you like to see happen during the first 100 days in office?
Well, I'd like to see them to stop the cuts and privatization agenda that the PCs are doing. I'm going to be working on one of the things I found door knocking in Thompson was the need for an after hours care clinic to take some of the pressure off the emergency room. So I'm going to start working on that. Outside of Thompson, there was a real push for more local based healthcare. There was also a real push to have more money coming north and seeing the highways upgraded and maintained properly.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining me, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was Danielle Adams, the MLA-elect for Thompson, who talked about the provincial election and how she would represent us in legislature. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.